You 2CH.
I'm cooking,
and now cooking with Sheridan Rogers.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That's better than last week's reception.
Yes, well, I did get a little bit lost over there on the island. I think you were given the wrong phone numbers. That was the problem. And then, just as you tried to call me, all the power went down. So I'm sorry about that.
Okay, I want to check with you on that in a moment. I want the name of the island too. But while you were away, an entomologist called Marcel Dick has arrived, telling us it's inevitable that creepy crawlies will become a staple food part of our food diet within 10 years, not just the third world countries, but Western countries too, because of the lack of food. Now, you sent me something. What was that picture?
Well, actually, when I visited Cambodia recently and also last year, I was astonished by the when I visited the local markets, by the number of creepy crawlies I saw in the market, in the local marketplaces, including baskets full of huge dark black tarantulas, which Cambodians love to eat. They actually add them to their stir fries, I think. And look, all sorts of, I mean, water beetles, crickets, locusts, also up in that northern part of Thailand. I remember years ago seeing these for sale in the marketplaces. And the Thais and the Cambodians also love to eat cockroaches, and they love the crunch of them. And actually, when you think about it, well, particularly Cambodia, maybe not so much Thailand, but these countries, you know, have suffered from terrible starvation, especially, you know, Cambodia during the Pol Pot years. So people really had to turn to anything they could get their hands on, and these insects were available.
Okay.
But I really do think it's a bit of a stretch to say that, you know, developed countries will be eating these within the next 10 years. You know, we'll be have to, you know, turn to these in the next 10 years. I think that's really stretching it a bit.
Now, tell me about that island. How do you spell it?
So it's actually, the island itself, it's the largest island, it's Khon Son, C-O-N-S-O-N, in an archipelago called Khon Dao off the southeast coast of Saigon. And you go there by plane. I mean, you can go by boat, but that takes 12 hours. Plane takes about 40 minutes. And I went there as a guest of Travel Indochina, which is a Sydney-based travel company. And to visit this outstanding new resort that's been built there, it's called Six Senses. And Six Senses are very into eco-sustainable, you know, buildings and placement within the environment. And in fact, it actually won the Chicago Museum Modern Design Award recently. An outstanding feature of it is the fishing village, which they've recreated. And it's made from over 1,000 antique doors that they've sourced all through Vietnam. And whilst I was there, that afternoon after I'd tried to speak to you in the morning, I actually went to a cooking class in this recreated fishing village and learned how to make their crispy rice pancakes. And I put that recipe up today on my webpage for you. But we also visited the local fishing port. Oh, my God, that was a real eye-opener. I mean, it was very interesting to me because, you know, half these guys look like pirates. You know, I thought, oh, I wouldn't want to meet any of them in a dark alley. But it was fascinating to see them at work and loading the heavy ice blocks onto the fishing trawlers because they use these ice blocks to freeze the catch, you know, of the day and then bring it back into port.
Oh, yes.
Yep. It was actually fascinating. And I got to meet a lot of the local people. We went to the local markets, and that's actually what I really love about travelling is, you know, going to local markets, meeting local people. Of course, I don't speak Vietnamese, but I had an interpreter. And finding out, you know, just about the different foods and also how they live their lives.
So what is it, a crispy what that you've got for us?
I've got a lovely crispy rice pancake, which is just made with rice flour, water and turmeric and a bit of salt and pepper. You mix that into a sort of a paste about as thick as that pouring cream. Pour it into a hot frying pan that, you know, you've oiled. And then you top it with prawns and pork and lots of lovely green vegetables and herbs and turn it over and serve it like a French crepe.
And it's on your website?
Yes, it is today, sheridanrogers.com.au. And in fact, I was doing the cooking class and there was a little five-year-old there as well and she was helping. And so that reminds me, I've got my cooking classes next week just to remind
you. School holidays start at the weekend, don't they?
Yep. So I've got cooking classes next week for the kids.
Website also?
sheridanrogers.com.au.
Now, what time are they? They're, what, 10 in the morning?
They start at 10:30 and go for 3 hours. Good value. We do about 4 dishes. Too savoury and too sweet.
And the kids get a free lunch.
Yeah, they sure do.
They cook it themselves.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, bye.